We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Here's one of our favorite songs.
It's a song about a picnic, but not just any picnic.
A ladybug picnic.
You are invited, hope you can come. Come to a ladybug picnic. You are invited to have some fun. Fun at a ladybug picnic. Down in the meadow, under a tree. Now that's where the ladybug, 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 ladybug. Where the ladybug, 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 ladybug picnic will be.
You are invited, hope you can come. Come to a ladybug picnic. You are invited to have some fun. Fun at a ladybug picnic. Down in the meadow, under a tree. That's where the ladybug, 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 ladybug picnic will be.
Today we're going to talk about some bugs, but not the ladybugs like the ones we just sang about. We're going to talk about ants. You know, those little black things that come around at picnic time? The Bible uses ants to teach how important it is to work hard, because ants are hard workers. You probably knew that, though, already, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 6, 6 to 11. This is from the New Living Translation, because it really, I think, makes this passage really kind of fun. When I read this, I kind of giggled a little bit.
Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy birds.
Learn from their ways and be wise.
Even though they had no prince or governor or ruler to make them work,
they labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter.
But you lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up?
I want you to learn this lesson.
A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest.
And poverty will pounce on you like a bandit.
Lazy bones, what do you think that means? Kaya?
When you just never want to do anything.
Yeah. Okay, Jamie?
Kind of lay back all day and watch TV or something.
Okay. Carolyn?
It's when you're really tired and you always take naps and stuff.
Yeah, okay. All of those things are right. Well, you know, sometimes we can all fall into that, though, can't we?
Yeah.
Can you think of some examples when you might be lazybone?
When your mom tells you to do something that you don't want to do.
Okay. All of a sudden, you're real tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired. I just don't have the energy to do it. Carolyn?
Like, sometimes my mom wakes me up, like, a half an hour earlier than I really am supposed to get up.
Okay.
And I'm really tired, and then when I go to school, I'm always yawning, and I'm, like, falling asleep on my desk and stuff.
Okay. Is that the only time we're lazy? In the morning?
No.
Jamie?
Saturdays, when I have to do my homework.
Saturdays, that's kind of like everybody's day to just have fun, isn't it? But all of a sudden, there you go, you got to do your homework, you got to get it done, and it's up to you, because your teacher's not around. But when Monday comes, you'll be glad you did it. Just like the ants who labored hard all summer gathering food for the winter, you are preparing for the future, for a job, and for a family.
That makes me think of the song, What Do You Want to Be?
I want to be a teacher and a mom.
I don't know what I want to be.
We have lots of time to think about it.
What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be a doctor, or you could be a nurse, or you could be a scientist and discover something first. You could be a painter, a singer, a dancer, a gardener, a cook. You could write a symphony, or you could write a book. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be the president, or a mayor of a town. You could be an acrobat in the circus, or even a clown. You could be a cowboy, a cowgirl, a farmer, a pilot, a judge. You could be the maker of donuts and cookies and chocolate marshmallow fudge. That would be a tasty job. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? No need to worry, for you got the time to think a whole lot more. Think of the possibilities, and don't you know the choice is yours. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? You could be a mother or a father who works at home. Or you could be in business and have a store of your very own. Or you could be a soldier, a plumber, a driver of trucks and cars. Or you could be the chief of police, a teacher, a lawyer, or a rock star. It's up to you. What do you want to be? Oh, what do you want to be when you're all grown up? What do you want to be? We'll just have wait and see when you're all grown up, grown up.
Whatever job we are called to do, God wants us to work hard.
We all have different gifts.
And when we use all the gifts that God has given us, and when we work hard, we can make His kingdom grow.
We can give God all the glory for our success. The Bible talks about us all being part of the body of Christ.
Let's read that verse now. It's found in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 4 to 6.
Just as each of us has a body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ we are many who form one body,
and each member belongs to all the others.
We have different gifts according to the grace given us.
God has given us so much. And because we are his children, and because we have all these blessings from him, we have responsibilities, don't we?
Yeah.
Like helping your mom or dad when you don't want to, things that might be hard to do. But when we feel that way, and when we feel like we just don't have the strength, think of those little ants. Remember those ants?
Yep.
They worked all summer because they knew they would have to get ready for winter. We're called to work in our homes and in our churches, everywhere we go and everywhere we live.
God wants our best.
We are called to make his family grow.
Share the good news of God's son, Jesus.
God sent Jesus into our world to love us, teach us, and save us.
No one else can do that.
Because we believe in Jesus, we are part of one family.
The family of God.
I am part of a family.
You are part of a family.
We all belong to the family of God.
I am part of a family.
You are part of a family.
We all belong to the family of God. We come to
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for all that you've given us. And help us to remember to work hard for you. We want your family to grow, and we want to help. Teach us and show us how to love you and others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Are you working hard for the Lord?
Well, then write to us and share what you are doing so that we can share it with our listening audience.
We can learn so much from each other.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or you can email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And don't forget, you can learn more about Karen and Kids online at karenandkids.com.
We have lots of music, and you can find out about our kids' club.
And remember, God wants us all to work hard for him.
Give him your very best. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.